Dear listeners to another engaging episode of Die Hard, I am your enthusiastic host, today's thrilled to have you inside of co-host alongside me today, Sharmak, Ahmed, Ahmed, and Adrahman. Together we're embarking a passionate journey to explore the critical intersections of fashion, sustainability, and environmental responsibility. Today's episode focuses on a topic that deserves more our collective attention, the colorful cost of clothing, specifically in facing the water pollution caused by the fast fashion industry. It's an undeniable that the fast fashion directly transformed the way we consume clothing. It offers intellect designs and remarkably low prices. The beneath the surface lies a truth reality that impacts not only our planet but also our health and our communities. As we unpack the implications of this trend, we'll dive into the various dimensions of water pollution, securitize the harmful practices preventing the textile production, and even more importantly, discussing actionable solutions we can all embrace. This will foster positive change, so buckle up, listeners. This is one ride you don't want to miss.
Let's kick off by clarifying water pollution and why it's a pressing issue. When we talk about water pollution, we are essentially referring to the contamination of water bodies, including rivers, lakes, groundwater, and oceans with harmful substances. These substances can be chemicals, waste, or pathogens, and they disrupt the balance of ecosystems on which we all depend. Understanding this concept is crucial, as clean water is not just a luxury, it's a fundamental human right. We rely on it for drinking, sanitation, and agriculture, essentially for life itself. Yet, it's alarming to note that around 80% of the world's wastewater is released into the environment without adequate treatment. This highlights the severity of the issue and emphasizes the urgent need for action.
The essential point to establish, Ahmed, when we focus specifically on the fast fashion industry, often characterized by rapid production cycles and disposable consumer culture, we must recognize how this manufacturing process significantly contributes to the pollution problem. Fast fashion brands typically protest at speed, the cost over sustainability, leading to practices that serve harmful water systems. This is particularly true to the toxic dyeing sector, where water is not only a basic necessity for manufacturing, but also a medium that becomes profoundly contaminated during the dyeing process.
Yes, exactly. The textile dyeing process generates a staggering amount of wastewater that contaminates numerous toxic chemicals. Consider this. Factories often employ dyeing methods that utilize harmful chemicals, some of which are known carcinogens. In fact, a substantial portion of the labeled pollutants in water bodies has been found to originate from azo dyes, the vibrant, colorful substances that are so prevalent on our clothing labels. When processed improperly, these dyes enter our water system, wreaking havoc on the environment.
Absolutely, Ahmed. Azo dyes are particularly concerning because while they create the striking colors that attract consumers, they can also break down in hazardous compounds over time. These compounds pose long terms to both ecosystem and human health. Moreover, these dyes contribute to the leaching of heavy metal substances like lead, which can have devastating effects on life and any human population that really on those water resources of drinking, agriculture, or sanitation.
The implications of this water pollution extend far beyond ecosystems. They significantly impact biodiversity, fish, and other marine life, and particularly vulnerable to these toxins, which can lead to bioaccumulation in their tissues. Over time, these pollutants may travel up the food chain, impacting not only aquatic species but also humans who consume contaminated fish. It's a vicious cycle that underscores our intimate interconnectedness with the environment.
Before we dive further into the discussions or surrounding solutions, let's take a brief step back and consider the historical context of dyeing practices and their evolution within the fast fashion industry. For centuries, textiles were dyed using natural materials sourced from plants, insects, and minerals. These methods were more sustainable but lacked the vibrant range of colors in synthetic dyes found in synthetic dyes, thus limiting production. As demand grew and technology advanced in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, chemical dyes began to dominate the textile market. This shift indicated an era of vibrant and diverse clothing options, but the environmental application of these chemical processes would soon become evident.
Indeed, Ahmed, the introduction of synthetic dyes was paired with rapid industrialization, leading to tremendous economic gains for the textile industry. However, as we can see today, this growth overlooked critical environmental costs associated with unsustainable practices. Industrial dyeing process released significant amounts of waste into local rivers and lakes, poisoning water supplies for entire communities. Countries like India, where textile manufacturing is a significant economic driver, have faced monumental challenges in addressing the pollution generated by the sector.
A concrete example of these pollution issues can be tracked to places like the Yamuna River in India. Once a vibrant waterway, the river has become a toxic dumping ground for unrelated wastewater for textile factories. Reports indicate that the water quality has deteriorated to the point where it can no longer support life, severely impacting local
economy. Another example, the troubles of a family in a textile-producing town in Bangladesh provides a poignant illustration. Many families work in the garment factories that are severe health risks, as residents often suffer from skin irritations, respiratory issues, and other chronic health problems.
That's a world away from many Westerners, but emphasizes how interconnected the global supply chains are, local realities. Another heartbreaking story comes from a village in Malaysia where local fishers have to seize their daily catch due to pollution of a nearby castle water that once thrived. Fishing communities is faced with the economical crisis, forcing some families to migrate to urban areas to search for alternative incomes, highlighting how pollution creates socioeconomic ripples that can displace communities.
Now that we've established a solid understanding of the problem, it's crucial to pivot our focus to solutions. We as advocates for change must inquire, what steps can we take to counterattack the damaging practices within the industry? One actionable solution is pushing for stricter environmental regulations on textile production, particularly concerning wastewater treatment and discharge standards. Industries must be held accountable for their pollution levels, and governments worldwide have a critical role to play in enforcing these regulations.
Regulation is indeed key. Increased governmental oversight can foster a business environment encouraging the textile industry to invest in cleaner technologies and substantial.
Oh my god, why do I keep missing? Oh, bro.
Regulation is indeed key. Increased governmental oversight can foster a business environment encouraging the textile industry to invest in cleaner technologies and sustainable practices. For instance, some countries have already begun to implement more rigorous standards for textile manufacturers concerning water use and chemical discharge. These regulations can ensure that industries adhere to sustainable practices that protect both the environment and public health.
That's a fascinating. That's a fantastic point, Ahmed. In addition to regulation, education is a vital approach to ensuring that as a consumer base, we're informed about sustainable fashion practices and ethical brands. We need to become conscious shoppers, scrutinizing brands that provide transparency in production methods. As consumers gain knowledge, they can also share the information with others, creating a ripple effect that pursues brands to allow their practices with consumers' demands for sustainability.
Yes, supporting new and emerging brands that prioritize sustainable practices can lead to substantial change within the industry. Many of these innovative brands are opting for natural dyes made from organic materials, significantly reducing the environmental footprint. By investing in these companies, we can foster a marketplace that values sustainability over style, pushing established industry giants to rethink their sourcing and production methods.
The innovation side of sustainable fashion delivers promising solutions as well. Many companies are experimenting with advanced techniques that minimize or eliminate harmful chemicals in their dyeing processes. Consider, for instance, closed-loop systems that recycle dyeing water, significantly reducing wastewater. Some brands are also exploring plant-based dyes that are biodegradable and non-toxic, representing a crucial step towards sustainability.
Another innovative approach currently gaining traction is the use of biotechnology within the fashion industry. Some of the companies are working on biofabrication, which involves creating textile from microbial process, including living organisms like bacteria and yeast. This groundbreaking technology enables the production of materials that are not only eco-friendly, but can also minimize or eliminate the use of toxic chemicals altogether. On the topic of innovation, we should explore the concept of circular fashion, which is rapidly gaining attention. This approach involves rethinking how we design, produce, and consume clothing. Circular fashion focuses on creating a closed-loop system where garments are made to last and can be repaired, recycled, or repurposed, thus minimizing waste and reducing the reliance on virgin resources. Many brands are embracing this philosophy, fostering a more sustainable and ethical industry.
Now let's discuss the role of secondhand fashion as a visible solution. Thrift shopping not only reduces demand for fast fashion, but provides an alternative to purchasing new brand new items landing with toxic dyes and chemicals. By obtaining for pre-owned clothes, we actively prolong the lifespan of garments and minimize our ecological footprint in the process.
This creates a dual impact on one for the environment and one for our wallets. Plus, shopping secondhand can be treasure hunt, where you discover unique pieces that stand out from the mass producer items on the market. Beyond individual choices, community-based initiatives can take root, promoting clothing swaps, upcycling workshops, and sustainable fashion shows. By fostering environments that prioritize sustainable practices at the community level, we create spaces where awareness can flourish and innovative solutions can be cultivated.
Additionally, communities engage presidents and unparalleled opportunities to foster understanding and collaborations when individuals come together to discuss the shared ideas and sustainable practices. They are amplified their impact workshops conduct in community centers, partnerships with local fashion designs, or participation in sustainable fairs can enhance reach, encouraging people to think critically about their clothing habits.
As we transition into the closing phase of today's enriching discussion, it becomes apparent that we share a responsibility to act as stewards of our planet. The insidious nature of water pollution.
We're doing the.
Pause. Today we've highlighted how vital it is to interrogate our relationship with fashion and the responsibilities inherent with it. Water pollution is an urgent issue, and while the impact may feel overwhelming, we should remember that every conscious decision we make as consumers forms part of a larger, meaningful movement.
Thank you for tuning into the episode of Die Hard. We hope this conversation equipped with the knowledge and inspired you can take action. Your voices matter in this dialogue, but sustainability and very small actions count.